further, because I'm right here, and I'm ready to do all the things your man will do.
Tell me what kind of man would treat his woman so cold. Treat you like you're nothing when you're worth more than gold. Girl, to me you're like a diamond. I love the way you shine. $100 million treasure I'd give the world to make you mine. I'll put a string of pearls right in your hand. Make love on a beach of just black sand. Out out in the rain, we can do it all night. I'll touch all the places he would not. And from me never knew what gets you high. Nothing is forbidden when we touch.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Hope everyone is ready for this great new morning. Hope you had your coffee and ready to wear out this brand new day. If you have taken a holiday for today, the ones in the United States for the Columbus Day, sit back and relax and enjoy some smooth sounds with me this morning. Our next song coming up is coming from Maxwell, entitled Fortunate.
Yeah. Can you comprehend?
You are tuned in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 3 minutes before the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning on the Morning Rush. It is time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary or a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song that you hear will be coming from Ronald Isley and featuring Trey Songz entitled Lay You Down.
baby. You know, I was just thinking about you. You know, I'm glad you called. But you're coming right over? Beautiful, baby. I'll be waiting. I love you too.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 16 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for our comedy break, and our featured comedian this morning is Wanda Sykes.
It's great being out. I love being publicly out. It's everything out on the table. I am what I am. That's it. Happy about it. Now I get to get invited to all the big gay events, too. And boy, there's a lot of them. Grief. But, you know, when I got to do it, I had a great time. I did a gay cruise. Yeah, gay cruise. Me and 3,200 gay men. I was the only one wearing a shirt. And you talk about party? Oh my God, they partied their asses off nonstop. Just party, 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 party. And I can still hear that music in my head. That pooch, 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 pooch. The music, the lights, the laser beams, the smoke machines, and all that was just coming from the cabin next door. They party hard, man. And also, I got some free time. You know, my shows were at night, so during the day, we got to hang out, you know, by on the pool deck. I could hang out, and you know, and my friends were with me, and my wife was with me. We were just hanging out, right? And she gets up and she starts walking towards the pool, and I'm looking. I'm like, hey, baby, come here. So she walks back. She's like, what's wrong? I was like, don't get in that pool. In that pool is like swimming in a bowl of dick soup. You out there backstroking in a bowl of ball bouillabaisse. And you get in that pool 9 months later, we sitting on Maury Povich trying to find a baby daddy. Do another one. I was like, yeah, I'll do another one, but this time we gonna have a dress code. Yeah, cause that jock strap look wasn't working for everybody. They walking around, all the little kibbles and bits hanging out. Oh, and they got real dodgy around the breakfast buffet. I'm just going through the line and they just walking through. Can you get your dick out my omelet, please? You don't feel that. Your dick is in my omelet, man. No, I asked for a Denver omelet, not a man from Denver with his dick in my omelet. So you keep that. You keep that.
Only you. down. Get comfortable. Yeah. How long have we known each other? About 10 months? Yeah, I think it's, yeah. You and John are real tight, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, is that an engagement ring? Oh. Congratulations. Oh, he slipped it on your finger last night, huh? He's the luckiest man in the world, you know? He should be real proud to have someone like you. Oh, yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about is... Well, there's something that's been bugging me for about 5 months. And I've been carrying it around with me. And it's getting heavier and heavier every day. And, you know, it's almost to the boiling point. I have to get it off my chest. Yeah. I'm not trying to be fresh or anything, because I know you're John's girl, but I just have to tell you this. You see, I have a great deal of respect for you. I'm not being, you know, not going to let a feel on you. But, dear, you see, I'm going to take you back to my childhood in a way. See, we had quite a big family. We weren't, you know, very rich. Sometimes we lived from day to day. But one thing we did do, we went to church every Sunday. You know, Mama took us to church. And I was in the choir, too. Yeah, I sang a little bit then. Sunday school. She taught us the golden rule, 10 commandments. And she said, son, do unto others as you have them to do unto you. She said, don't steal, don't rob. You know, all the things that good parents try to instill in their children. Well, you know, I did a few little things, like shoot hooky. I guess every kid is shoot hooky, you know, once. And she said, stay out of trouble. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't, you know, break in or burglarize or rob anybody, you know. I tried to work with what I got, you know. Tried to be honest. You know, didn't commit no crimes or nothing. But, you know, I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit a crime. According to the court of love, if there is such a court. But, you know, sometimes you're forced into things like this. See, sometimes Cupid can shoot his arrow so fast you can't get out of the way. You know, and you can fall. And the more you, something just like being in quicksand too, the more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. I don't take up too much of your time. You see, I'm not very good with words, and I had to tell you all of that, you know, to really say what I got to say. See, there's a lot of talk going around town. And I'm on the make for John's girl. You know, Ike is on the make for John's girl. But, you know, I don't mean to do anybody wrong, because I don't want nobody to bother anything that belongs to me. But, you see, I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. And there's some things you just can't help. You know, at night I toss and turn. I try to keep it out of my mind. But, you see, I find myself thinking about you. I just can't help it. And right now, I stand accused of loving you too much, and I hope it's not a crime, 'cause if it is, I'm guilty of loving you, oh yeah. Thank you. Cause if I do, everyone's gonna, they're gonna cry. If I will, because I just can't, I can't help myself. I'm a victim of circumstance, and just one touch of your hand. I don't know how it happened, but just look at me, I find myself trembling on the witness stand, and I'm shouting out all over the land. Everybody, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of loving you. I'm guilty. Loving you, yeah. I said I'm guilty. But what can I do? I wanna hold you. I wanna squeeze you tight. But what myself belong to another, and that ain't right. I did not fall in love with you. I just couldn't help myself, and now I'm strung out. Don't know what to do. No. I'm guilty. Loving you, oh yeah, I'm guilty. Oh, loving you, I'm not ashamed to say I love you. I love you. I love you. I can't help it. I just can't help it. Love you. I'm guilty, baby. I'm guilty. I know you belong to another. I can't help but love you. Oh, yes, I do. Stand with you, loving you.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning on the Morning Rush. It is 38 minutes. It's 38 minutes after the hour. It is time for us for our first news is in reference to New Jersey Supreme Court. We'll hear a marriage equality case. The Supreme Court in the state of New Jersey have decided we'll hear Governor Chris Christie's appeal of the lower court decision to allow same-sex marriages. Using the DOMA decision to back her up, New Jersey Supreme Court Judge Mary Jacobson ruled last month that the state must extend marriage rights to same-sex couples beginning October 21st, but Christie's administration has appealed that decision, and so the Supreme Court might place same-sex marriage on hold from that October start date until it has a chance to hear arguments in January. Jacobson reiterated this week that marriage should begin October 21st, but the state Supreme Court is expected to rule within 2 weeks whether to delay that. Garden State Equality and Christie administration that the case should be fast-tracked. Quote, the question of same-sex marriage should be decided sooner rather than later, given the significance of issues raised, end quote. Lawyers for Garden State Equality wrote in a brief. In other news, we have the U.S. Olympic Committee bans discrimination based on sexual orientation. The United States Olympic Committee announced Friday that its code of conduct now bans discrimination on basis of sexual orientation. While this is a commendable move from the USSOC, it doesn't mean everything will go smoothly for LGBT athletes and spectators who attend the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, where Russia's hard, now anti-gay law is in full swing. Rather, this seems like the USOC's attempt to prod the National Olympic Committee to take stronger action against Russia's homophobic law. Regarding Russia's anti-LGBT propaganda law, Blackman noted his support for athletes who have spoken out in opposition to it, including Nick Simons and Bodie Miller. He said USOC is, quote, actively seeking more clarity from the IOC on what will and will not be regarded as violations of Rule 50 in the games environment, end quote. Rule 50 bans, quote, demonstrations or political, religious, or racial propaganda, end quote, from, end quote, any Olympic sites, venues, or other areas, end quote. As for the USOC unwillingness to actively press for a change in Russian law, Blackman said, quote, the fact that we do not think it is our role to advocate for a change in Russian law does not mean that we support the law, and we do not, end quote. I appreciate all of these statements, I really do, and we need greater actions to ensure the LGBT will be safe in socials during Olympics, even there is no easy solution. We still have to do something. In other news, GLAAD reports finds LGBT inclusive TV is slipping. It's not been an excellent year on television for LGBT characters. GLAAD released two reports Friday detailing the quantity and quality of LGBT inclusive television, and the results are somewhat disheartening. The group's network responsibility index, which rates different networks for LGBT inclusive, found that no network earned a rating of excellent based on GLAAD standards, namely looking at LGBT related storylines and impressions. Details, ABC, ABC Family, CW, Fox, MTV, NBC, and Showtime were rated as good. CBS, FX, HBO, TLC, TNT, and USA were adequate, and History and TBS received failing marks. The other report, where We Are on TV, used a more approach to analyze the quality of LGBT-themed television, particularly focusing on diversity in characters and stories. The ratings in our index were based on LGBT-inclusive content between June 2012 and May 2013, while Where We Are on TV relied on a character count and analysis of scripted characters in the upcoming 2013-2014 season. According to the data, the percentage of primetime broadcast scripted LGBT series regulars dropped to 3.3% from a record high of 4.4% last season. There was diversity, however. The report showed that there were will be an equal number of women and men among LGBT characters during the 2013-2014 broadcast season, which means storylines and moving beyond just featuring white gay males. This concludes our news segment. We're going to go to back to our musical broadcast, and our next song coming up is coming from Marvin Cease, entitled I'm Hooked on You.
Lord have mercy. You know, just about everybody's hooked on something.
I know that's right.
Or someone. Ain't that right, y'all?
Yeah.
Huh? I said just about everybody is hooked on something.
Yeah.
Or someone. Seems like I ought to be able to get a witness on that.
Yeah.
Can I? And if you don't believe me, listen to this song. Some men hooked on women.
Oh, yeah.
Some women hooked on women.
I'm hooked on you.
I'm hooked on you.
'cause I'm hooked on you. Yes, I am. Some men hooked on money.
Oh yeah.
Some women hooked on it too.
That's right.
And some men hooked on working.
Oh yeah.
Some women hooked on it too.
That's right.
And some men hooked on sex. Let me tell you, hey, what my weakness is. Ooh, girl, I'm hooked. Look at me. I'm hooked on you. I'm so weak, girl. I can't help myself.
You know, I've been through so many changes in my life, girl. Oh, I've been up real high where I thought I didn't need anybody. Oh, and then again, I've been down real low where there was no one in my life that needed me. Oh, and I found that material things I thought had so much value. Oh, girl, didn't really have any value at all. That I was a lonely man. A man with no direction, with no purpose. With no one to love and no one to love me for me. Oh, girl, then you came into my life. You made my jagged edges smooth. You made my direction so clear and new. Oh, woman, you became my purpose, my reason for living, girl. You see, you're my heart, you're my soul, you're my stone inspiration, baby. Oh, that's why I'm standing here singing and opening my arms to you. I wanna say, child, why don't you? Oh, we'll live in love forever, yeah. Ooh, we'll be alone, you and me, yeah. Girl, we'll live our lives together, yeah, together.
Together, yeah. Been out there searching so very long, baby.
And for some folks, it takes a lifetime to the find in this world a dream come true. Why don't you?
Got to